que pasó, tratalo bien. No sé lo que faltó. Am I doing enough for my people? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough para la gente?
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
Broadcasting from
occupied
territory.
This is Radio Free Aslan, and this is your host, Luis Moreno. We're in the studio today with James Morales. James, can you please introduce yourself to the audience?
My name is James Morales. I'm a student at LCC. I was working with the XCC this past spring semester, putting together open mics in the city of Lansing.
Okay, James, what are you going to be sharing with us?
I'm going to be sharing three poems with you that are very personal to me. And I'd just like to thank Luis Moreno for giving me this opportunity to read my poetry to you.
Thank you, James. James is going to be sharing Clean Sweep.
You see, I'm young and brown, so I must be up to trouble. The cops stopped me because I look like the other brown dude that committed that robbery. But you see, they committed the biggest crime in history, so they used their guilt by using their badge as an excuse to wrongly convict me and pistol whip me, convict me of false laws and send me to prison for treason. But you see, they're the ones profiling and stereotyping. So America learns to hate me because we elect a black president and he lets white people try to erase me. Shit, if I was president, I wouldn't sue Arizona, I'd execute Arizona. The reason would be treason, and white people would go to jail for thieving and conspiracy when they arrest people every day for the crimes they've committed through the system which they've set up. So you see, they're the ones with the conspiracy, and it's for anyone who isn't white to fail. To make it is not an option. Just like the teacher, if you're not white, just like the teacher told Malcolm, instead of telling me to give up, they put me in special education, so I slowly lost faith in my education. You see, I'm no preacher, I just talk real shit. They try to fuck me over and just call me a spick. But don't you ever forget, I've gone through 22 years of mental oppression, so I feel I got something to prove and nothing to lose. And so the next time you choose me because I look like that dude that committed that robbery, just think about how much you're taking away from a person just by stereotyping. Nobody should be ashamed to be who they are. So you see, fuck the police and SB 1070. I'll never forget what I was taught, how hard are people that fought. So the next time you stereotype me and call me illegal, fuck you, because you're just buying into the system's clean sweep.
His next poem, I Fell in Love with Hip Hop.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's take it back to 1983. KRS-One was talking about how it started in the South Bronx. You see, these brothers have come far from wearing a conk. Before, there were songs about donks, about millies, about massive attacks, about selling crack. They saw what was going on in their world. You see, one bar started a revolution because one brother had decided that living in the ghetto was enough, and he said, don't push me. I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. His father was a hustler. His mother was a Black Panther. Tupac started his own revolution when he said, only God can judge me. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours, Black Power. He saw the ghetto as his home, a thug that was homegrown, rapping about the streets of L.A. He saw the young nigga, only 16, smoking cigarettes, rolling up blunts, playing by the rules that the man has for the young Black and Chicano man, and he came up with the gospel, shorty wanna be a thug. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. There was a big black smooth Mac from Do or Die Bed-Stuy, the fly one with the lazy eye that would run up on you, give me the loot, give me the loot, that had been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ships, that loved chicks with thick hips, every cutie with a booty with a coochie. His lyrics were unbelievable. He repped BK to the fullest. Lights got dimmer down Biggie's hallway. For this man, I smoke blunts and listen to Juicy all day. I make the girls beg one more chance, and niggas get scared when I kick in the door. You see, I called upon his spirit to help me own this floor. I never get high on my own supply, and I keep my family and business completely separated. Because like your highness said, money and blood don't mix. Like two dicks and no chick, find yourself in some serious shit. He was the best. He revolutionized the game, breaking down these MCs so they took him out the game. So this is for the king. No one will bless the mic like you. After you bless this earth and I heard Juicy's first verse, I fell in love with hip-hop.
And his final poem, Bud Poem.
When you hear the title of this poem, don't judge me. If you hate on these high lyrics, it won't faze me, because 4 hours of thinking wordplay, good bud, a pen in James' hand, nigga, you'll have a bad day. Writing this Bud Poem, I had to get in the higher zone, the cloud nine zone. Tupac blasted through my earphones. You see, this bud got me contemplating a conversation with God. If I could walk around the holy ground and talk to the Most High, I would ask him when my dad left why I never let myself cry. You see, holding on to it made me loco, mad at the world, so I stayed in a dark place. Mad at the world, inner demons taking control of me so that anyone tried to help me, they got pushed away, fearing that they would hurt me in the same way. So during thunderstorms, I was always like Malcolm staring out the window with my AK ready to blast these feelings away. So I wrote this blood poem to put one bullet in the chamber doing this emotional exorcism. Because you see, inner demons control me. Sometimes I wish life was like a space shuttle and deploy me so these niggas could have a better life without me. If I could talk to the Most High, I would ask him why I always felt like no one loved me. But how do you expect someone to love you when you don't love yourself first? So you see, as I talk with the Most High about line, you see, I ring 20 bells so 20 angels can get their wings. So for every time I've cried my final tears because my dad isn't going anywhere until his soul leaves. So you see, if you're a Christian and condemn me, you see, you forgot one of Jesus' rules: do not judge, for thou must not be judged. Because you see, I chose to get high to write about a conversation with God. Because you see, this blood has got me writing a poem about how I live my life mad at the world. That's why Loco is dead to me, but lyrics will forever write about the life that Loco lived. Because you see, the lyrics and Loco are just a small part that everyone knows, because who James is, no one really knows. So it's time to unfreeze this heart that was frozen at 5 and realize that I had to be high to talk to the Most High and come back down to reality and write this blood poem.
Okay, James, thank you for sharing those words with the audience and us. Any final comments?
Everybody stay up and love, live life.
This podcast is brought to you by the Chicano Development Center, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to education and political empowerment through grassroots coalition building. We believe in the indigenous sovereignty of the Chicano people in the United States and that true social and political change begins with the people. Our style of low-intensity organizing endeavors to build intentional communities within greater communities. The motivating force behind low-intensity organizing is to constantly challenge the status quo as to the treatment and economic status not only of Chicanos and other indigenous peoples, but all oppressed peoples. At the Chicano Development Center, we believe resistance begins with education, organization, and preparation. We believe that RASA must take action on a regular basis, not just in times of crisis.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
This is Radio Free Aslan.
Broadcasting from
behind
enemy lines.
As J's, what we love the best.